Our first reading today is from what is referred to as Trito Isaiah, or the third part of Isaiah's prophecy. Trito Isaiah, which includes chapters 56 to 66 of the book, is addressed to the Jews who had returned to Judea from Babylon in the late 6th century BC, and they were disillusioned by hardships and obstacles and a general chaos as they attempted to restore Jerusalem and the temple. As you noticed in the reading, Isaiah's words were very hopeful and uplifting. He says, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you." And then a little later he says, "Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance." And again, "For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you, the wealth of nations shall be brought before you." These verses did greatly encourage those Israelites to persevere in their task of rebuilding David's city and the holy temple where they encountered God. But this passage, being the word of God, speaks on multiple levels to different people in different ways at different times. It speaks about a baby born in Bethlehem 500 years later, whom Isaiah had also prophesied in other passages of his book. The light that has come to Jerusalem, the light by which all the nations were to walk, is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. The verses from Isaiah 60 even forecast the gifts that the Magi would bring to the newborn king of the Jews, gold and frankincense, and also myrrh. But there is still yet another level on which this passage speaks. It prophesies the new Jerusalem, the church, which is the living body of Christ. The church would come to exist in time by Christ's establishment, but it would also be eternal, for he is eternal. There are several verses in the book of Revelation which closely parallel verses from this passage in Isaiah 60. Listen to Revelation 21:24, for example, and notice how similar it is to the verse we just heard. "The nations will walk by its light, and to it the kings of the earth will bring their treasure." Now, our Catholic doctrine also speaks of the splendor of the church because it is Christ's light shining in his body, still present in this world. The first two sentences from the Second Vatican Council's dogmatic constitution on the church, called Lumen Gentium, or the light of the nations, bear this out. It says, "Christ is the light of the nations. Because this is so, this sacred synod gathered together in the Holy Spirit eagerly desires, by proclaiming the gospel to every creature, to bring the light of Christ to all men, a light brightly visible on the countenance of the church." End quote. So there are many layers of meaning in that beautiful passage from Trito Isaiah. And there are also multiple layers in today's gospel reading about the arrival of the Magi to adore the newborn King of the Jews. This gospel speaks to us today in the year 2024 of our Lord in this age of the church. I want to suggest that one of the ways we understand this reading is to put ourselves in the place of those Magi and do what they did to encounter the gift of God, whose glory was not yet fully manifest. The Magi, first of all, sought the truth using the intellect they had been given and the clues God provided for them with varied modes of revelation. It seems they knew the Hebrew scriptures better than many Hebrews, and their following of the truth they saw in the stars reminds us that God first spoke to his people through creation, and he still does. One has to approach creation with honesty and humility to read what God says in it. We in the age of the church are similarly led by sacred scripture and the truths of creation and the natural law, but we are especially led by God's own Spirit, the Holy Spirit, given to us by Christ after his death and resurrection. And the Spirit leads all people to the church, which is the visible sign and presence of Jesus until he will come again. St. Paul proclaims this in our second reading today from his letter to the Ephesians when he says, "The mystery of God's grace was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Our gospel reading then says, "The Magi were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage." Because of their faith in what had been revealed to them, those Magi were able to recognize the child when they saw him. Though he probably looked like any other baby, they knew that this must be the newborn king whose kingship was not ordinary. They would not have traveled as far as they did to see just an ordinary king of a kingdom that they didn't belong to. We too, in faith, together with all peoples around the world, when they are given the gift of faith from God, we enter into the house that is the church, and we recognize within it Jesus, who was born for the whole human race. In the tabernacle of this basilica, and in every other Catholic church, there is Jesus, waiting for any and all peoples to come and adore him and receive his divine light. He is here, as was prophesied by Isaiah, and wherever he is, so also is his mother. We, like the Magi, prostrate ourselves before him and do him homage. We actually prostrate ourselves all the more because we know all the more by the Holy Spirit who he really is and what he really came to do and of which kingdom he is really the king. My brothers and sisters, we may be at times like those Jews who had returned to Judea from Babylon and were disillusioned by the hardships and obstacles and chaos as they tried to rebuild Jerusalem and the Holy Temple. We might even be discouraged at times by things happening within the church. But that 2,500-year-old prophecy in Trito Isaiah speaks to us today. The glory of the Lord still shines in his one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. That is the one body of Christ for all the peoples. Like the Magi, let us place our gifts, indeed our whole lives, before our King and rejoice again that he has come. Christ, the light of the world, does overcome every darkness.